First of all, big chance right at the very end for Andre Green. Do you think that you'd won it?
Well, we've had enough chances all throughout the game to have won it. You know, we can't... if there is an Achilles heel, we know it. We relied too much last year on Codge, who we haven't got at the moment. And I think that sums the frustration up. The big chance at the end, really, it'll be one of them ones. How do you miss? You know, before we scored, we're through twice, one-on-one. We've had a wonderful start and got close to blowing them away. And as always, a decent side like they are, they're always going to come back at you in some stage of the game. It's not going to be a procession. And to be fair to say, the first 15, 20 minutes after half-time, we didn't play with the same intensity. And Hull edged themselves back in and scored a decent goal.
Is that a familiar problem? Is that something that's happened far too often?
You've had too often last year to be successful. You score first, you've got to go on to win. And it happened too many times last year. I think it happened 8 times last year. We were in front 15 times and only won 7 or 8. So we have to improve on that. We have to improve on sticking the ball in the back of the net. And it's easy in training, the fly-in. But big chances in big games like today, first game of the season, we couldn't have wished for a better start. It wouldn't have been a surprise to anybody if we were 2 or 3 up.
What did you make of the debutants, in particular John Terry
today?
Well,
the one thing they'll give us is they'll give us huge experience. John didn't put a foot wrong, and they will give us big experience where I think that's what's needed for a club like ours, with the expectation and the anxiety which is round the place. But I was very, very pleased. There was lots of positives. Not so pleased with the second half, but first half, I thought we looked a very decent team.
Andre Green, when he came on, he did have a little bit of dynamism.
Yeah.
The youthful exuberance that you have got with Onomar.
Well, I had the biggest... Yeah.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
That's the next step. We've brought a bit of experience. We've got a sprinkling of youth. We haven't finished yet in the window. So I think that's vitally important. But, look, I don't think it's a time for analysing what we're going to bring in. But, yes, the two boys who come on have got a bit of life. And they're young and energetic, and I think over the season you need that too.
How much business do you think you'll have to do between now and September the 1st?
Well, look, it's, as I've said frequently now, you know, we're on the cusp of financial fair play. You know, my main job really is to probably balance the books a little bit better, to let a few go. But if there's somebody out there that we can afford, then we'll try and do it.
Are you frustrated, I imagine?
Yeah, deeply frustrated. We had enough chances. I thought we were excellent in the first half, really, really excellent. And we've gone a little bit sloppy afterwards. We didn't play with the same intensity. And unfortunately got punished. But we've had enough chances to win the game. I mean, they've had probably one, you know. And, you know, he's made a double save in the first half, Sam. And that was an error from us. You know, we got caught in the middle of the park. But overall... You know, probably the better chances went to ourselves, and especially first half.
Tell us about the kid from Spurs, why you brought him in.
Well, he's something different that we haven't got. He's a forward-running midfield player or somebody who can play off the front. With Grealish going to be out for a long time, I thought it was vitally important that we have somebody who can drop the shoulder, go past somebody, and he's got all of that. He's only a young boy, but he's going to relish the challenge.
Any news on any outgoings?
Not yet. I seem to find out by you guys. You know, you seem to know more than me. But no, not at the moment. There's nothing doing.